Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And today, Anna, we're going to be looking at an acting troupe.
Acting troupe?
An acting troupe. Yeah, well, a troupe is a group of people.
Uh-huh.
It kind of goes back to the old days when actors would travel around doing shows.
I thought troops are soldiers?
No, this is a different kind of troupe. That's, you're thinking of T-R-O-O-P. That's a soldier. Troops are soldiers.This is a T-R-O-U-P-E. Mm-hmm. That is a troupe. And usually it's a group of entertainers, often actors, maybe some dancers or singers. But we often use this with actors. And back in the old days, hundreds of years ago, they didn't have theaters where actors would go to work every day. Mm-hmm. The actors would have to travel around doing shows, you know, in the homes of rich people. Because they didn't have the big cities that we have today. So we talk about a group of actors being an acting troupe. They will do different shows every year, maybe, but it will be generally the same group of actors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, today they don't travel. They might work at one theater, but they're always going to be putting on a new and different show every year or so. So they're always giving us lots of good, fresh, and new entertainment.
那很特别耶。那我们今天 gallery 的单元呢，我们就要来谈谈一些表演班啊，或者是表演团，有关于这些东西。那么呢，废话不多说，我们赶快看看今天的文章。
Ping Fong's last play.When people think of acting troupes, they probably think of England and Shakespeare. However, Taiwan's Ping Fong Acting Troupe is a major performing arts group that's famous in the Chinese-speaking world. The group formed in 1986 and produced 40 original works to depict the lives and stories of Taiwanese people. However, Ping Fong Acting Troupe took its final curtain call on December 29th, 2013. The troupe decided to stop performing because their leader, Hugh K.S. Lee, passed away in 2013.Their last show was Shamlet, a humorous play with Lee's style based on Shakespeare's masterpiece, Hamlet. It features not only stories of Taiwan's actors, but also Lee's talent and his contributions to Taiwan's stage arts. Although the troupe no longer performs,Its influence still thrives in Taiwan's performing arts world.
Word power!
Major. Major. Paris.Is one of the major fashion capitals of the world. Paris is one of the major fashion capitals of the world. Original. Original. All of my sister's clothes are original because she makes them herself. All of my sister's clothes are original.Because she makes them herself. Humorous. Humorous. Harold is a humorous kid and loves to make silly faces. Harold is a humorous kid and loves to make silly faces. Masterpiece. Masterpiece.Amanda spent years working on her masterpiece, a giant painting of Tokyo. Amanda spent years working on her masterpiece, a giant painting of Tokyo.
好，所以在这边的 T-R-O-U-P-E
Yes.
这个 troupe 其实指的是一群人，但是通常指的是表演的团体，演员啊，或者是舞者啊，他们这一群人就叫做 troupe。
Mm-hmm. All right. When people think of acting troops, they probably think of England and Shakespeare. All right. This is one of the times back in the old days when acting troops really became very well known and popular. Shakespeare, of course, is the English writer who wrote the great plays like Hamlet and Romeo and Juliet and things like that. And it was around that time that, you know, the Queen of England was even going to the theater. And some of these acting troops or groups of actors became very famous because famous people went to the shows, and a famous person, William Shakespeare, was writing the shows. So it was really one of the first great times for actors and plays and all of that, which of course we have today, you know, in Hollywood with movie stars. But it was the same kind of thing, and that was 500 years ago.
对啊，所以当然几百年前，当时的这个表演班或者是表演团，这些演员当然演莎士比亚写的剧本咯。所以当我们想到 acting troops 的时候，通常我们都会想到英国啊，或者是莎士比亚啊。可是我在台湾的话，我可能会想到云门舞集啊，屏风啊。对啊，我们we do have our local acting troops.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. However, it says Taiwan's Pingfong Acting Troupe is a major performing arts group that's famous in the Chinese-speaking world. So, you know, the idea of acting troops might seem a little old-fashioned, you know, something from hundreds of years ago, but in fact they have some today, this Pingfong Acting Troupe. It says it's a major performing arts group, okay? Performing arts, well, that might mean a little bit more than acting. There could be some dancing and singing, other types of entertainment or other types of performance in the Chinese-speaking world. So Taiwan, China, Hong Kong, of course, Singapore also would be part of the Chinese-speaking world. They call them a major group. Something major is important in some kind of way. The opposite would be minor. Minor is something small and not so important. Major is something quite important. For example, Taipei and Kaohsiung are the two major cities in Taiwan. Of course, there are other cities, but they're smaller than those two. They're sort of the biggest or most important.
所以如果这个 major 指的是大的、主要的 major，那么相对于它就有比较小的、比较次要的。刚才 Mike 特别有提到的是 minor, major, minor。那我们现在看到的是，就像我们刚刚讲，哎，我们台湾有没有这种剧团呢？哎，有哎，像屏风啊，就蛮有名的，对不对？这事实上在华人的世界当中 ，in Chinese speaking world 当中，大概屏风表演班算是几个主要的或者是大的剧团之一。
Okay, for example, for the word major, we could say Paris is one of the major fashion capitals of the world. Paris is one of the major fashion capitals of the world.
对，想到这种流行啊，大家就想到巴黎啊
，Paris and London,
New York,
Milan and Italy. Of course, other places like in Taipei, they have fashion, they have designers, right? But it's not one of the most important major cities. Anyway, back to Pingfong, the group, this performing arts group, formed in 1986. That's quite a long time ago, and produced 40 original works to depict the lives and stories of Taiwanese people. All right, so they've done 40 original works.Well, a work would be a play, okay? So, you know, if you're acting in a play, you're doing a work. The works of Shakespeare are still very popular today, right? People still watch those plays. But an original work is something totally new, something that no one has done before. A writer, maybe someone you know, has written it just in the last little while, and it's never been shown before. People have never watched this show because it's very original. So Shakespeare wrote some good plays, but they're 500 years old. They're not really original. But if you write a play today, or next year, anytime, if you write it and then someone does it, that will be the original work, the first performance.
对，所以其实屏风表演班最重要的这个重要性之一，就是因为他们的演出呢，其实大部分都是原创的一些作品，独创的，而不是拿别人的剧本来演一演就好了。那么原创、独创的、自己创造的，这个叫做 original。Original.
For example, all of my sister's clothes are original because she makes them herself. All of my sister's clothes are original Because she makes them herself.
所以不是去买的啊，是自己做的哦。Original.
Yeah, no one has clothes like that. It said the stories, these original works, depict the lives of normal Taiwanese purse people. To depict something, well, that's what actors do. To depict is basically to act as something, to tell the story of someone. For example, if we see a movie and Tom Hanks is playing an astronaut going to the moon, well, we know Tom Hanks is not really an astronaut going to the moon. He's an actor, but he's pretending to be this person. He's telling this person's story. He's bringing this person to life in a movie. He's depicting that person.
所以其实在这里的 depict 就是描写啊、描述啊，甚至是演出来，都可以用这个动词。好，所以屏风表演班呢是1986年就成立咯，到目前为止已经产生出40部的原创性的作品。
That's right. So they've been around a while, but here's a bit of sad news. It says, however, Ping Fong Acting Troupe took its final curtain call on December 29th, 2013. That's true. A curtain call is basically after the end of the show. You might have seen this in a play. At the end of the show, all the actors will come back out, the curtains will open, and everyone will just clap. The show's over, and they'll just bow and, you know, wave and maybe get some flowers from someone. But that's the curtain call. A final curtain call would be the last time that happens. So the end of the show. Yeah, it means the show's over.
Okay, 所以 curtain call 本来是演完一出剧之后，所有演员到前面的谢幕，这个叫做 curtain call。可是呢，屏风表演班在去年的12月29号就做了最后一次的 final 的谢幕，就是剧团就暂时先关闭了。
That's right. Why did they decide to stop? Why did they take their final curtain call? Well, it says the troupe decided to stop performing because their leader, Hugh K.S. Lee, passed away in 2013. Oh, that's sad. To pass away is just another kind of a polite way of saying to die. All right. So you can say, of course, my grandfather died. That's okay. But sometimes, I don't know, people find the word die to be a little too strong, a little too, oh, they died. That's scary. Pass away is a nicer way of saying it. I don't really know about that. People die. You know, it happens. But yes, pass away is kind of a polite way of saying it. So other people might not feel uncomfortable about that or, you know, oh my gosh, they died. I don't know what to say. Pass away is kind of a softer way of saying that.
对，所以就是说的比较婉转一点，我们也不会说哦谁死了，就是死这字好像也有点太露骨了，干脆就说过世啊，或者是去世啊，都叫做 pass away。那为什么剧团会停止表演呢？是因为他的这个剧团的团长李国修呢，在2013年就去年的时候过世了。
All right, but their show actually did have something to do with Shakespeare, right? The last show, it says, was Shamlet, a humorous play with Lee's style based on Shakespeare's masterpiece, Hamlet. So Shakespeare wrote that famous play, Hamlet, to be or not to be, that is the question. And then Lee wrote a kind of a different version of Hamlet. He called it Shamlet. A sham, we should mention, is kind of like a fake or a trick. Right, so if you buy something and you think it's an LV bag and then it breaks after 1 week, you go, oh, it's a sham, it's fake, it's not real. So Shamlet, you can see, is kind of a funny joke on Hamlet, a fake Hamlet, a Shamlet. That is humorous, that is funny. Anything humorous is funny. It makes you laugh, it makes you smile, it makes you go, like that.
所以 humorous 就是幽默的或诙谐的，因为我们说英文的幽默就叫做 humor。Humorous 是他的形容词哦。
For example, Harold is a humorous kid and loves to make silly faces. Harold is a humorous kid and loves to make silly faces. Well, Shamlet is definitely humorous, and it's also a version we mention of Shakespeare's masterpiece, Hamlet. A masterpiece is something we can often talk about with an artist of any kind. It's kind of like their greatest work. So, Leonardo da Vinci?
Masterpiece.
The Mona Lisa would be his masterpiece, right? Or Michelangelo, that statue of David, would be his masterpiece. But we can also talk about musicians, you know, or a filmmaker, a writer, something like that. Just their best work would be their masterpiece. They really didn't do anything better than that.
Right.
For example, Amanda spent years working on her masterpiece, a giant painting of Tokyo. Amanda spent years working on her masterpiece, a giant painting of Tokyo.
所以其实我们如果说这个音乐艺术什么什么的大师叫做 master, 而他的作品呢杰作就叫做 masterpiece,、
mm-hmm.
masterpiece.
Now Shamlet, it says, features not only stories of Taiwan's actors, but also Lee's talent and his contributions to Taiwan's stage arts.So they're kind of telling the story of Ping Fong and of these acting troops in Taiwan. They're featuring that. To feature something is to bring attention to it, to kind of say, hey, look at this. This is really cool. You should notice this. And what they're featuring are these contributions. When you contribute, this is the verb form of contribution, you give something so other people can use it or enjoy it. So they've helped out. They've given their time and their energy.To making Taiwan acting and shows more exciting. That's a great contribution, a great thing to give.
所以在这里的 contribution 其实就是贡献的意思。
Mm-hmm. It says, although the troupe no longer performs, right, they have their final curtain call, its influence still thrives in Taiwan's performing arts world. Many other young actors probably looked at Ping Fong and said, hey, we want to make an acting troupe like that.And so, of course, acting, movie making, TV shows, and even plays, all of these things thrive in Taiwan. To thrive is to do very well. Like your life is very good, you're strong, you're learning, everything's great. When we put plants in the ground, right, we want to put them in a place, they will thrive. You don't put a plant in a dark place with no rain.
Mm-hmm.
You put it out in a field with lots of sun and rain, so it grows quickly, it's very healthy, it lives a good life, it thrives.
Right, 所以其实thrive这个动词呢就可以指的是兴盛繁荣或者是滋长长得很好的意思
What a great story, the Ping Fong acting troupe. It's kind of sad that they've gone、
mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, after they leave maybe three or four more acting troupes will pop up. So that's a good thing to、
right.
leave behind, a good contribution、mm-hmm.
Workers of the company were like rats leaving a sinking ship during its difficult time.
Workers of the company were like rats leaving a sinking ship during its difficult time.
Hi, 又是我 Celine。你有没有看过那种海上灾难片？船被鱼雷击中啊，或是发生了什么意外，然后船要沉了，那船长会大叫说 "Abandon ship! Abandon ship!"意思呢就是说要大家弃船逃走其实呢这个情境我们可以拿来引申使用哦只是说呢这个情境通常是比较惨的嗯，像是公司经营不善啊然后面临倒闭的困境的时候呢我们可以把这个情境拿来套用公司呢就把它想象成一艘船我们可以这么说、哦、Workers of the company were like rats leaving a sinking ship during its difficult time所以呢一家经营不善的公司呢就像是呢一艘沉船那为什么要用 rats 来比喻离开的人呢因为有这么一说、哦、老鼠呢通常是最早离开船的一群所以说合在一起整句话的意思就是说公司面临危机的时候里头的员工呢就像是急于呢逃离沉船的老鼠哦那其实呢你可以拿来挖苦那种逃命逃得比谁都快的人就像是呢我们可以这么说 He is like a rat leaving a sinking ship 最后我们再来复习一次今天的句子哦 Workers of the company were like rats leaving a sinking ship during this difficult time 好那就是今天的小聚会咯那我们下次见拜拜
Workers of the company were like rats leaving a sinking ship during its difficult time.
Workers of the company were like rats leaving a sinking ship during its difficult time.
Chit chat.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Huh?我说谢谢你你怎么回我没问题不是 you're welcome
之前乐乐老师有教过大家我们学英文的时候不可以只学一种说法哦要不然讲来讲去啊老是讲那一句像是打招呼的时候大家只会说 hi how are you 感谢人的时候大家不外乎就是说那101句的 thank you
那之前其实罗老师都已经教过你用不同方式来打招呼啦，还有说谢谢，所以今天要延续这样的概念来教教大家如何回应感谢哦。相信大家比较熟悉的就是 You're welcome 来表示不客气，可是你知道吗，其实呢在口语中美国人呢他更常用 No problem。 嗯，没有错， No problem 一般是用来表示没问题， OK 啦。像是如果有人说 I'm hungry, let's go get something to eat， 另外一个人可能说 OK 没问题，就是说 Sure, no problem。 可其实在生活会话当中，如果有人给你道歉的时候啦，或者是不小心撞到你的时候，道歉的时候呢，一般你也可以用 no problem 来表示，哎呦，没关系啦，或是没什么这样子意思哦。那除了可以用 no problem， 还有这个 you're welcome， 我们还可以怎么样回应呢？我们可以说 not at all， 就是哎呦，没什么啦。还有呢，就是 it's really nothing， 就是哎呦，这真的没有什么，只是小事一桩啦。还有呢，你也可以说 it's my pleasure， 就是这是我的荣幸。你也可以说 I didn't do much， 哎呦，我没有做什么。还有 I'm glad I could help， 很高兴可以帮得上忙。以及呢 anytime， 随时都乐意帮忙。还有 don't mention it， 不用客气啦。
What did we learn from teacher Laura？
所以下次有人跟你说 thank you 的时候，试试看可以用 no problem， anytime 更道地的句子，而不是老是回 you're welcome 哦。
Ping Fong'sLast play.
When people think of acting troupes, they probably think of England and Shakespeare. However, Taiwan's Ping Fong Acting Troupe is a major performing arts group that's famous in the Chinese-speaking world.The group formed in 1986 and produced 40 original works to depict the lives and stories of Taiwanese people. However, Ping Fong Acting Troupe took its final curtain call on December 29, 2013. The troupe decided to stop performing because their leader,Hugh K.S. Lee passed away in 2013. Their last show was Shamlet, a humorous play with Lee's style based on Shakespeare's masterpiece, Hamlet. It features not only stories of Taiwan's actors, but also Lee's talent and his contributions to Taiwan's stage arts.Although the troupe no longer performs, its influence still thrives in Taiwan's performing arts world.
Major, major. Paris is one of the major fashion capitals of the world.Paris is one of the major fashion capitals of the world. Original, original. All of my sister's clothes are original because she makes them herself. All of my sister's clothes are original because she makes them herself. Humorous.Humorous. Harold is a humorous kid and loves to make silly faces. Harold is a humorous kid and loves to make silly faces. Masterpiece. Masterpiece. Amanda spent years working on her masterpiece.A giant painting of Tokyo. Amanda spent years working on her masterpiece, a giant painting of Tokyo.